Our guest this hour is Buck from LaVogue's Cyclery in Hoquiam. Welcome back, man.
Thanks, Johnny. It's good to be here.
Have you been on since the new year? I don't remember.
I came in briefly for like a half hour.
Oh,
segment.
That's right. So yeah. I can't say Happy New Year then.
No.
Okay, I'm not going to say Happy New Year then.
We missed the opportunity of saying, you know, I'll see you next year.
Right.
You know. And yeah, we're on Facebook Live right now. So
nice.
If people want to tune in on Facebook, you can see at least my pretty face.
Yeah. That's all we need.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Johnny's glorious aura.
Right.
Would overwhelm
my
the camera.
Aura. My dark aura.
That's
no.
Right. That's right.
How's it going at LaVogue's, man?
It's going all right. It has been an eventful 2024 so far.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. We, like many in Grays Harbor during the freezing temperatures, we had a pipe break.
Ooh, at the shop or at home?
At the shop.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was very, very tragic. And, you know, it was kind of a wonderful life situation. We had a lot of people show up and help squeegee out all of the water. All of the water was gone in about an hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. It was very humbling and very inspiring. You know, because it got there. I have like a security system, and so I was able to see like, oh shoot, there is water. A good Samaritan, a neighbor, had called. Say, saw water coming out of the building. They called. A chain of phone calls made it to me, and we got in there and shut the water off and got it all cleaned up, and my wife made a Facebook post, and then like we had like 20 people show up out of the community and squeegee and broom and sweep and move water out the front door.
Right.
And it was really awesome. So I mean, just
that's awesome, man.
Yeah.
Did you lose any like merchandise or anything?
Not really. I mean,
that's good.
Yeah, I think very, very silver lining. We were extremely lucky. You know, it was a auxiliary drain of the sprinkler system. The pipe broke, you know, like 4 feet off the ground in the very back warehouse area. Mm-hmm. So water just essentially crept across the floor. Mm. Nothing was sprayed or inundated or since it's not even on like my main water meter, mm-hmm. it was right now. The sprinkler system is paused. Mm-hmm. It was really nice. So, you know, I still have water. I know that there's still a couple of residents out there that don't have water from the freezing temperatures, mm-hmm. breaking pipes.
Was it an easy fix?
Also, a very easy fix. I had to just move a couple of things out of the way. And like the next day, I mean, essentially within 24 hours, I had that pipe repaired.
Nice.
And just waiting to turn the water on and pressurize the sprinkler system, which I don't know how to do. We'll have to send us, come in and do it, whatever.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah, yeah. So that and, you know, that was kind of a downside. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is racing season coming up for 2024, our brand new season, and we're stoked.
When is the first race?
The first race is this Sunday.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
It's at Swan Creek Trails in Tacoma.
Okay. Yes. Are you familiar with that? That area or that track, trail, what is it?
It's a system of trails, and this particular race I've done like 5 or 6 times already now.
Oh, wow.
So quite familiar with at least the venue. I'm not really familiar with the trails. Mm-hmm. There are trails there, and it's a great place to go ride. This is probably one of my favorite things about racing, is going and riding new places that maybe otherwise I wouldn't make it to.
Okay.
So, it's cool. It's cool.
How do you, like, go fast and not, like, okay, driving 109, I could do just about blindfolded because I've, you know, and you're just the same way. You've gone down it so much, going through it, that you know every turn, but you're on a mountain bike or a bike and this is a trail and you're not familiar with it, but you're racing. How do you do that?
Well, luckily there are multiple laps, so... Mm-hmm. If you don't know the area and you go to your first race and you're going to have at least 2 laps of racing, you get to see it again.
Yeah.
You know, maybe improve on your time and maybe that surprise isn't a surprise on the second or third lap.
Right.
But yeah, that great question. I mean, and that's another fun aspect of the racing is because, you know, you're not just recreationally going out and riding. You can't, well, I mean, you could stop, turn around, and go do the challenging part again, I guess, you know, if you don't really care about the time.
Right.
What's really fun is just following people in front of you. Mm-hmm. I've been racing now for a couple of years, and, you know, riding behind someone who maybe they make a mistake and then you get to pass them. Or maybe you're riding behind someone who is far better than you and it's just a challenge to keep up with them. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of aspects of it, and I don't know, I get a kick out of it. You know, I always explain to people, it's like, when is the last time any of us have put on shoulder pads or, you know, strapped on cleats or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, but riding a bike, anybody, most folk can do that for the rest of their life. In fact, we have like a 50 plus age categories in the racing, so it's pretty cool.
If you have any questions for Buck LaVogue's Cyclery, you can call us at 360-533-5259. An email or text message. That's johnny@jodesha.com for local matters.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Summit Pacific Medical Center is your family's full-service, patient-centered medical home. Summit Pacific continues to take extra precautions so you can be confident that getting care at any of our facilities is safe. Whether you need an annual primary care exam, you're due for an MRI or a mammogram, want to attend a free community event, or need to visit the emergency department at 2 a.m., Summit Pacific is here for you 24/7. Learn more at summitpacificmedicalcenter.org. Summit Pacific, your partner in health and wellness.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than 2 centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Learning from Buck, the Vogue Cyclery. Yeah. That's someone true. Had a question about an older, kind of larger child who didn't know how to ride a bike. And what do you recommend?
You know, we see the success of balance bikes really just being the best foundation. You learn how to balance first, and you said it. You that was perfect.
I learned it from you, dude.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
I should have recorded your response. That was like textbook, dude.
Was it on Facebook Live?
I hope everyone heard that.
I forgot that it was going.
That's the point. That's the point. It's just right. In the background.
Oh, running. I don't want to say the wrong thing. Yeah. So, go ahead.
I don't have a mute delay thing, so.
Right. You know. You don't have the big button like I got here.
That's right. That's right.
You've had some interaction with Facebook Live, right?
I have.
You want to go through what you got?
I have, yeah. One of the other big things is I, as a business owner and as a personal decision, will be focusing solely on LaVogue Cyclery.
Mm-hmm.
So I announced a couple weeks ago that I will be selling Bucks Northwest mm-hmm. out at the beach. That is, for those that don't know, I have ran a rental and guide business located in Seabrook mm-hmm. On the beach in North Beach for the last 8 years.
Wow.
And, you know, it's it has been a fun ride, and I've learned a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it has been good. It's a good business, and I'm excited for whoever will want to take it over and take it on and purchase, you know, because I have all the equipment and everything. It's just yeah. ready to go. Turnkey business, ready to
right.
go. And it just comes down to me being one person, and right. I can't do it all. And I would rather focus on LaVogue in Hoquiam, you know, the community that raised me, mm-hmm. the community that, you know, needs these services. You know, we see, again, like 2024 started off rough for a lot of in our community as well. We've had a couple of high-profile hit-and-run incidents,
right.
which is it is insanely heartbreaking. And, you know, it's like, what's the answer?
Mm-hmm.
I believe part of the answer is, you know, a focus on infrastructure, especially a focus on everyone's personal experience as a pedestrian, mm-hmm. as a cyclist. May is bike month, and I'm going to be putting some challenges together, you know, mm-hmm. to hopefully, you know, inspire people to ride their bike to work.
Yesterday, I was taking the girls somewhere, and Daisy had pointed out, look, there's an old man on a bike.
Perfect.
You know, he was like a grandpa, and he was biking.
Yeah, see, that's...
And I thought, Buck, LaVogue's, boom, right there.
and that's the focus that I just... I'm looking forward to bring to Hoquiam and Aberdeen, you know, right. to all of Grays Harbor by just focusing on LaVogue Cyclery, the services we have there,
right.
repairing bikes, selling bikes, and improving the cycling experience and essentially our quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell everyone, ride a bike. It will change your life.
Mm-hmm.
It will improve your mental health, your physical health, everything about your awareness, just like you're saying.
Okay, and it's important to support businesses like yours. I mean, that's a big decision, what you're doing here. So, I mean, I think it's our responsibility to continue to support LaVogue's.
Thank you.
And you.
Yeah, you know, small business is not easy. And, mm-hmm. and it doesn't appear to be getting any easier.
Right.
We hope to, you know, move within city limits and focus and downsize and just... you know, be an integral part of the community.
Right.
Because those things are all possible here. We have incredible community. What I was just talking about, everyone coming out of the woodwork to help squeegee water out of my building.
Right.
I mean, our community is wonderful. So, yeah, that's a big move. That was a question on Facebook Live.
Any other questions on there?
Yeah. You know, let's see. What? Who made the terrifying meme? I did. It was great. You know, what is your favorite personal bike? I mentioned that a little bit during the radio break. My favorite personal bike is my longer travel mountain bike. It's a full suspension mountain bike that I ride mostly at Montesano and the North Slope trails just east of McCleary.
Mm-hmm.
That is the one that I have the most fun on.
Do you race with that bike?
I do not as much racing on that bike. Mm-hmm. The racing that I do on that one is less critical.
Yeah.
The cross-country mountain bike racing, it's like a race series. I'm gathering points each race, and then at the end of the season, there's series-ending points. And cyclocross is the same thing. Mm-hmm. But the racing that I do on my longer travel bike, enduro-style gravity racing, is kind of, you know, here and there, onesie-twosie racing, and it's mm-hmm. it's quite fun. In fact, there's a team enduro race mm-hmm. in August, September, that you gather some friends and you go up and you do this event together.
Oh, wow.
And I mean, that's what I love. I love the party in the woods aspect.
Right.
Yeah.
Are you going to participate in the team race?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Who's going to be on Buck's team?
Right now, it's probably going to be my manager, Bill, mm-hmm. and myself. And we have another racer. I won't name drop him. I'll save his face there. Yeah. But one more yeah, that one we more. Might be a little competitive. The really fun thing about Down East Racing is doing for this race come August is that they're making it an all mountain race category. So you can do two races and then combine all those points into one. It's pretty fun.
Do you get, like, trophies or medals or money at the end of this? Or is this just, you know, for self-improvement?
Yeah.
Or both?
Yes. All of the above. Cash prizes are a little less common. Mm-hmm. An award. If you make the podium, you know, the top three.
Yeah.
If you're in a big enough race, they'll give out podiums to the top five, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. So, like, at the cross-country mountain bike racing, which, again, the first race is this Sunday. Mm-hmm. If you get a podium, top three, you will get a little medal.
Nice.
And that's a point of pride, you know?
Right.
And then just your number plate is another thing, too, because it's like you accomplished something.
Right.
I mean, we all need some pats on the back, right? So
right.
Whatever motivates us to wake up in the morning kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. Well, if you have any questions, you can call us at 360-533-5259, email or text. That's johnny@jodesha.com or on Facebook Live. And how do we find you there?
That's right. Just tune into our Facebook page, La Vogue Cyclery. If you just search in your Facebook, La Vogue Cyclery, it'll pull it up. We'll see how many of the Facebook Live events we continue to do. I know that we're missing a little bit of our audience that don't choose to have Facebook, which I totally understand. It is for a business owner like myself, I feel it is a necessary evil. I'm not a product of my generation. Like, I don't hunt likes. It's kind of, cool, but, you know, I don't lose sleep over it.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, the less time we can spend on our screens, the better.
Right.
And it's just like, ugh.
Right.
It's challenging. That's why I ride bikes.
Yeah.
You know, get out and do something.
But you do have screens for your bikes, though, too, that help you in your riding, right?
We do. We bike computers and such. Yeah. And, in fact, one of the Facebook questions right now was electronic shifting. Yes or no?
Okay. What say you?
Well, you know, what is it? We have been given these wonderful gifts of technology, and it just makes life easier. So I say yes. Mm-hmm. With a little asterisk there, right? Just last night, I was looking at a bike packing route. So that's, you know, living on your bicycle and riding for multiple miles, maybe multiple days and nights on a long route.
And have you done that before?
I haven't. You know, okay. I've been really heavily into cycling while I have young children.
Right. So it's hard to take them along overnight doing that, right?
Yeah, or hard to abandon my wife with three rambunctious boys. So I was looking at a route in Arizona called the Queen's Ransom. It's a 230-mile route that goes around, like, the East Phoenix Valley area into the Superstitions and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, a really difficult route. It is specifically for a mountain bike. And that sort of experience, I may not choose to have my electronic shifting bike with me, or I'm going to carry, like, backup. Because it takes a little bit more preparation, you know. So I do have two bikes that have electronic shifting. One of them is wireless electronic shifting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It is awesome.
Yeah?
It's so awesome. Because, you know, the typical bike has a cable that runs from the shifter to the derailleur.
Mm-hmm.
And it can get dirty and gummed up and wear out. Whereas the wireless electronic shifting, well, first off, there's nothing to chase through the frame. We have these internal routed frames Just last week, I was working on one that I think I screamed maybe twice just out of frustration.
Yeah.
Because it's difficult to work on. But the wireless stuff, nah, dude, it's like plug and play. It's like hooking up your Xbox controller.
Nice.
It's awesome. You bolt it to the handlebars, you put the battery in, you bolt it to your frame, the derailleur, run your chain through it, and turn it on. It's great.
Wow.
But if you let the battery die,
oh,
not so great.
Mm-hmm.
So your pre-ride routine has to include charging up your batteries.
Now, could you set up, and this, I know this would be probably a total custom hack job, but like one of those solar panels on your bike to recharge that battery while you're riding?
Yes.
I don't know.
Short answer, yes.
Okay.
During the summer, this is the most fun aspect of Lavoque. We are the only bike shop between Port Angeles and Astoria. And get all these touring cyclists to come down the coast. And there's a lot of them who will carry a battery bank to charge up their phone, and they'll have solar panels, whatever, strapped onto their bags on the back. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I have no idea the efficiency of that.
Yeah.
I really don't. Because, again, haven't done the multiple-day adventure stuff requiring to recharge my electronics. Because we have the electronic shifting, and then we have the bike computer as well. Which, again, my biggest thing and for knowledge for the general public is leaving your phone to be your communication device.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have my phone pulled up, draining the battery on the only thing, typically these days, that can get the word out if I have an emergency.
Right.
So I have a bike computer, and I have routes loaded up onto that computer, showing me where to go. It's great. It's great. But back to that electronic shifting, yes or no?
Yeah.
I firmly sit in the camp of yes.
Yes.
It's a learning curve. Got to remember to charge your stuff.
Can you get those?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we have all access to all the bicycle products. And that's another thing for people to understand. If we don't have it hanging on our shelf or whatever, we can get it for you. No problem.
Right.
No problem. And it's actually pretty wonderful the amount of community support we have. We just had a gentleman come in and bought a bike, test rode it in Olympia, and came and bought the bike from us.
Wow.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Time for our bottom of the hour break. We'll give you some news and more with Buck from Lavoque's Cyclery on Local Matters.
This is an NBC News Radio special report, the New Hampshire primary. I'm Lisa Taylor. Former President Trump is the clear frontrunner for the Republican Party's presidential nomination, but Nikki Haley isn't giving up. Trump defeated former South Carolina Governor Haley in Tuesday's New Hampshire primary. Despite the loss, however, Haley vowed to stay in the race and is hoping to score a win in her home state of South Carolina late next month. The Biden campaign is gearing up for a general election rematch between President Biden and Donald Trump.
Donald Trump has all but locked up the GOP nomination, and the election-denying anti-freedom MAGA movement has completed its takeover of the Republican Party.
Biden's campaign manager, Julie Chavez Rodriguez, told reporters American voters now face two very different visions for the country, accusing Trump of carrying out a campaign focused on revenge and retribution. This has been an NBC News Radio special report, the New Hampshire primary. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Are you ready to transform your home without breaking the bank? Welcome to Furniture World, your one-stop destination for high-quality, stylish, and affordable home furnishings. Their vast selection of sofas, dining sets, office furniture, and more is designed to make your home both functional and beautiful. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to upgrade your home. Check out Furniture World today and make your dream space a reality. Furniture World, where you will always find the home furnishings you're looking for at the right price.
Hello, Grace Harbert. We're your Willie Junior High student. Join our 100th year celebration on January 28, 2024 at 2 p.m. Help create a time capsule, share ideas for items, or donate something meaningful. The capsule opens in 25 years. For details, visit Miller Junior High's website or find us on Facebook and Twitter. Let's make the celebration unforgettable.
The Miller Junior High Centennial Celebration, happening Sunday, January 28th at Miller Junior High, starting at 2 p.m.
Hey, I'm Jay DeMarcus.
I'm Gary LaVox.
And I'm Joe Don Rooney.
And we're Rascal Flatts.
Music has always been a huge part of our lives. It's something we started pursuing as kids and never gave up on. It took a lot of hard work and dedication, but it's paid off. Music has allowed us to travel around the world and share some very unique experiences. So don't let anyone tell you your dreams aren't possible, because you know what? They are. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
I used to look where I was going, but that was before. Now I'm on my phone, moving slow, clogging past. ways and doors. I'm growing a hump between my shoulders from always looking down. I randomly stop and I block you to send a text out. I'm walking with my phone
too slow.
I'm staring at my phone.
Hey, yo!
Distracted by my phone.
Let's go!
And I never look where I walk now. No, I never look. Hey, oh yeah.
94.7 Timber Country. It's local matters. Here's Johnny Manson.
Man, that was quick. We're with Buck from LaVogue's Cyclery. Hey, you're on the newspaper there.
Yeah, this was a print and digital article about the Pacific Northwest becoming a cyclocross capital of the nation.
We're the cyclocross capital?
Yeah,
that's
we
awesome.
Are. Yeah, it's Damn. Pretty awesome. We have a very healthy and homegrown style of cyclocross racing atmosphere.
Homegrown?
Yes, the best grown.
Sorry, I'm in fifth grade still, mentally.
It's all good. I mean, what is growing up anyway?
Right.
Yeah.
Man, any other interaction on the interwebs there?
Oh, yes. The one question was, what is the number one thing that people need to pay attention on bike maintenance? Mm-hmm. And tire pressure is probably the number one thing that we come across. We get a lot of customers that come in and say, oh, my tires are flat. I need new inner tubes. Well, because we drive cars a lot, we're used to our car tire pressure like never changing unless there's a problem. Mm-hmm. Years without, unless you go to someone tells you that it's low, you go to Les Schwab and they're like, oh, your tire pressure is low, or you notice it being low. But on bikes, especially inner tube bikes and tubeless bikes, we lose a little bit of pressure. And so checking your tire pressure is the number one thing of bike maintenance you should be doing every time you jump on your bike and riding. I have to inflate my tires like every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Without question. If I want to have the best riding experience, riding at a proper tire pressure. Proper tire pressure will reduce your flat tires as well, because if you hit a curb, there's enough air to cushion the ground from your rim. And so it's all really important. And that leads us into, what is included in, our service packages. What do we do?
Right.
And you were browsing on our wonderful website, and it shows what those tune packages are. Mm-hmm. Our essential tune is $90. That is an inspection of the bike, looking at the wear and tear of the bike. It includes external adjustments. So, like, if your shifting needs a little adjusting, if your brakes need a little adjusting, that is what that essential tune is. That's probably one that we do just about the most of, mm-hmm. but quickly we were seeing that our standard tune-up, which is $165, mm-hmm. is becoming quickly the most used service.
Yeah.
Because that $165 package includes the labor of replacing derailleur cables, it includes the labor of installing new inner tubes, just mm-hmm. and all those things take time.
Right.
Right. So that standard tune allows us to spend a little bit more time with your bike and covers the labor of installing, those basic parts. And that's what we're finding. We tell people expect to pay about $100 a year mm-hmm. in bike maintenance. If we see your bike every 12 months, great. Mm-hmm. We're going to be able to catch when your chain is worn out. Mm-hmm. We're going to be able to catch when, there's maybe been damage or something. Mm-hmm. And if you crash or whatever, that's going to, incur a cost if something breaks, right? But be prepared for about $100 a year. And quite honestly, I think we typically see folks' bikes about every 2 to 3 years is what most people are doing. So that $100 a year adds up. So when people come in and haven't had their bike in for a year or two, it's going to be $200, $250 possibly. So
when you compare, and you kind of visualize in your mind, $100 for bike maintenance, somebody might say, oh, that's a lot of money. Oh, my gosh. All they're doing is looking at my bike. I can look at my bike. But then if you were to apply, $100 a month or a year for your car maintenance, they might say, oh, that's a steal. That's cheap. It's like, well, it's a good value either way for your bike or for your vehicle.
Yeah.
You know?
Big time. Big time. And, I mean, again, it all boils down to getting out and riding your bike, because if you're out there active, you're not only investing in, you know, keeping your bike functioning properly, but your physical and your mental health. I can't harp on that enough. Mm-hmm. Like, how Bill and I, my manager, Bill and I were talking at the shop, and Bill had mentioned that, like, if you, in your daily habits, if you do things with just a tiny bit more focus and intensity, it will reduce, like, your overall mortality by, like, 10 or 20%
wow.
reduction.
Wow.
And then my wife immediately started, like, running around the shop. She's
yeah.
like, oh, I need to go get that thing over there. And then she, like, ran to go get that thing over there. So it was really hilarious. But it's like, you know, choosing to take the stairs instead of taking the elevator.
Right.
And so choosing to ride your bike instead of driving your car.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's having the right tools and having everything working, functioning properly. Jump on your bike and have it be ready to ride. And so right now, this time of year, is the time to bring your bike in for those services.
Mm-hmm.
It's raining. The rain's going to end.
Right.
April's coming. And if you jump on your bike in April and it's not ready to go,
right,
then we get flooded with all of the services that could have been brought in during winter.
Right.
Yeah.
When
so,
you can't ride, or, well, many people don't ride in the rain. Some do, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a race coming up on Sunday.
Yeah. Rain
or shine. No change.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got a text. Buck, I hope you found a happy home for the small electric bike I gave you after I found out I was past the recommended age. I'm saving up for a model for old timers. See you in June.
Outstanding. We are still searching for its forever home.
Yeah.
So we screen our adoption prospects very
right.
thoroughly.
You don't just accept any bike, right? Or do you?
Well, you know, we don't have a structured consignment used bike sale
yet.
We're still catching up on decades of collected used bikes from Terry and his operation there at La Vogue. And that's a great, you know, sharing of information. We got everyone, please, all you listeners out there, we have so many bikes of used bikes ready to go.
Yeah.
Come on in. If you have $150, it'll get you a bike that, yeah, it might be a little older, but it's in great working condition, and it's just ready to go.
Yeah.
Again, that investment, $100 for a year on bike maintenance, for some people that does seem very expensive, especially when you can go to Walmart and pick up a whole complete bike for $200. But I'll tell you, every month, we see customers come in with their brand new Walmart bike purchase that immediately needs help. Was never installed or assembled properly.
Right.
It just does not function.
Nothing against Walmart people. They're not bike people.
Right. No. Those are job opportunities that people have. It's just not a bike shop.
Right.
You know? And so it's really heartbreaking when people have spent their hard-earned money on this product
that
does not work. Because our goal with our services is to have your bike work as if it were the day you bought it.
Right.
That's our goal. You know, a little dirty, little scratch and dent here and there, but functioning as if it were brand new.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I'd known this before great-grandma got Daisy that one bike a couple years back.
Yet another reason why we're going to be focusing on La Vogue. All in.
Nice.
All in. So, yeah, really excited about the future of cycling here in Grays Harbor.
What's a complete overhaul?
Ooh, yes. A complete overhaul is essentially we take the bike down to the frame. So we're going to be replacing brake cables and shifter cables. We're going to be taking the bearings out of the frame. So like where the pedals run through the frame, the bottom bracket where the crank runs through, we're going to replace that. The headset where the forks attach through the bike, we're going to replace that. Your bearings and your hubs, we're going to replace those. It is a complete teardown and rebuild. That was one of our more expensive tune-up packages.
Right, but it should be. I mean, I don't know what you would call it other than a
complete overhaul, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We're rebuilding everything. Rebuilding your bottom bracket, hubs, headset, truing your wheels, installing new cables and housing, maybe new tubes, new tires, wrapping your bars, et cetera.
What about chain?
Yeah, chain, that's probably our number two most, you know, important thing to pay attention to. Making sure that your chain isn't past its wear life.
Yeah.
We have a little measuring device that shows us how worn your chain is.
Because it gets worn down.
It does. Yep. Wow. It is metal on metal. And lubricating your chain is the most important thing. And if you come in and you ask, what's the best thing to do for my chain? Bill is going to be right on it immediately. We have a hot wax immersion service for bike chains. Yeah.
So what's that all about?
It is the best thing for your chain. Mm-hmm. And I just saw like a post on one of the cycling community's Facebook pages where this gentleman had been doing hundreds of miles of bike riding, mm-hmm. and his chains, he just started doing the hot wax immersion. So we take a chain, we strip it down completely as clean. We do like a multi-step cleaning process. Mineral spirits, washing, rinsing all of the, maybe the factory grease, but the dirt and the grime off of it. Mm-hmm. And then we have a crock pot of this wax that has, it's got these, components in it that help lubricate tungsten disulfide. That's what it is.
Wow.
So we submerged that chain in there and let us cook, let that product seep into every crevice of the chain. Mm-hmm. Then we pull it out. It dries, we kind of wipe off the excess wax, and then you put it on your bike.
So it's a waxed chain.
Yeah. And it sheds dirt and mud and keeps in place its lubrication, and then we have like a drip wax with it. So after like the first 100 miles, you put on the drip wax, and then away you go.
Wow. Is this like a new type of technology that they've come up with?
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah, it has gained a little bit popularity in recent years. Oh, man, I wish Bill was here because he's like, he knows like all of it.
There's, all of it, yeah.
Yeah, there's this impartial YouTuber that goes and he like tests chain products and different lubrication products. Because, mm-hmm. you know, if you come into our shop, they're right at the front counter. We have a couple different types of chain oil and lube. Mm-hmm. And depending on which one you use and depending on how much you ride, we will kind of refer you to different types of product. Mm-hmm. There's one out there that I use the most. It's called TriFlow. People use it on sewing machines. That people use it on like small mechanical equipment, and I use it on bike chains. It's the one for me that is just the easiest to use. Mm-hmm. Not everyone is going to do a hot wax immersion of their chain.
Right.
Right. I get it. But yeah. Come on in for your winter service now while the weather is bad.
Well, it's a quarter till. One more segment here with our friend Buck from LaVogue's Cyclery in Hoquiam. It's Local Matters.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
A bond for Willapa Harbor Hospital, a public community-owned hospital, will be on the ballot February 2024 for voters in North Pacific County. If passed, this bond will bring a new community hospital to North Pacific County. This hospital would provide chemotherapy, orthopedics, cardiology, and other specialty care services. It will give space for more primary care physicians and offer more careers for the residents of North Pacific County. For more information, go to WillapaHarborHospital.com. Willapa Harbor Hospital, caring for you for life.
Plan ahead. We'll take the step with you. Coleman Mortuary wants to help you in understanding the benefits of pre-planning your own arrangements. Coleman Mortuary offers in-person planning. Give us a call today at 360-532-4090 or do it from the comfort of your own home. with the online planner at www.colemanmortuary.net. Planning ahead offers you and your family a peace of mind, lower cost, and your personal choice. Coleman Mortuary, located at 422 5th Street in Hoquiam.
Heart and Hands Pregnancy Care Center is here to help pregnant women in difficult circumstances. Services are at no cost to you. They are located at 2638 Simpson Ave in Hoquiam. Call 360-532-1104 for more information.
The volunteer program at Harbor's Home Health and Hospice is focused on providing comfort and support to our elderly community. They are looking for kind, caring people to join their volunteer program. If you're interested, please call and ask for the volunteer coordinator at 360-532-5454.
With Buck from LaVogue's Cyclery, and do you sell emotional support bikes?
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely, yeah.
All right,
every bike is an emotional support bike.
Touché.
Yeah, yeah. You know, in fact, that one of the Facebook Live questions was, "Am I using the Yuba cargo bike with the kiddos?"
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that again. Like I see other parents who they'll be driving their kids. Even just a couple of blocks to school.
Right.
I get it. It's the middle of winter right now. It's rainy. It's wet. I drive my kids to school when it's rainy and wet.
But here. When it's not.
Yes. When it's not, I have a Yuba brand cargo bike.
What's a cargo bike?
Oh, man. It's so big. I'll have to ride it here to show you. It's probably as long as your room is back here.
Wow.
Like, yeah. A cargo bike is a bicycle meant for carrying stuff. And my stuff of choice right now are my children.
Kids.
Yeah. And so it's a longer bike. You know, the front looks like a regular bike, but then the back is like drawn out. It's a little bit longer. Got this longer tail. The rear wheel is back further. And above that back wheel is two seats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are they side by side or?
Inline.
Inline. Okay.
Inline. And I guess seats is a strong description. The top of the rack, the rear rack, has a pad across it. Mm-hmm. And then there's handlebars that come off my seat, so kind of like a tandem bike.
Mm-hmm.
And then halfway the length of the seat is a ring that's wrapped in kind of like rubber grip. And my boys jump on and ride that thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it easier or harder to maneuver? I would suspect it's harder to, like, steer.
It is a little heavier. You know, the only hard part is when my boys start leaning.
Oh yeah.
They'll it's great fun. It's great fun for them.
It's great fun for them.
Yeah. Yeah, so they'll like lean, they'll when both of them are on it, they'll lean opposite.
Yeah.
And then back the other way. and then one time they both leaned the same way and I had to tell them to stop because I was going to crash.
And how old are they?
They are 4 and 6.
How many kids could you comfortably fit on a cargo bike?
Typically just two.
Okay.
Typically just two. If I could squeeze all three of my boys, my oldest is 7, soon 8. Mm-hmm. I could squeeze all three of them on there, but I don't want to do that. Because invariably, it doesn't have anything to do with the capacity of the bike or my ability to handle the bike.
Right.
It literally just comes down to them fighting. Like, I just don't. Somebody's going to put somebody in a chokehold. It's going to end that. Yeah. Yeah. But again, that cargo bike is like, it's the best way to get around.
Yeah.
It really is. So we drive into the shop because we live outside of Hoquiam right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're really hoping to move into the city limits. And we drive to the bike shop. We unload. We grab my cargo bike. Mm-hmm. Everybody hops on. My oldest rides his bike to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to school.
Nice.
And along the way, I pass a couple other parents, you know, warming their cars up. And then I get to the school, and then I see that same car in the line dropping off. And then I'll leave. I'll go back to the shop. And then on my way back to the shop, I get passed by that same car going home.
Mm-hmm.
And time-wise, it's about the same.
Right.
It really is. It really is. And so...
But you get much more out of that bike ride,
absolutely.
I think, than the car ride.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
And the kids, too, of course.
Of course.
The kids might get something out of it. But more importantly, you. No.
Absolutely. Your emotional support bike. It's right there, man. Mm-hmm. You know, like, getting out, being active. You get to experience your environment and your home. Like, let's be real. Like, this town, these cities are our homes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to take care of them.
Right.
You know? Like, being aware of what's around us. I always say, you know, driving in those cars, I always hate it. Because, you know, we're trapped in this steel and glass coffin.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Is there a better way to ride to school than the main drag in Hoquiam?
Yes. Yes. So I am a big proponent of what's called neighborhood greenways. Mm-hmm. And I need to get on the, you know, the trail of, I don't know, advocating or whatever you want to call it, to get Aberdeen and Hoquiam to have neighborhood greenways. A neighborhood greenway is a less used motor vehicle road that now is primarily used for pedestrian through traffic. So one perfect example, two perfect examples would be Cherry Street, going from the splash pad behind the Tobacco Depot all the way to the bottom of Beacon Hill in Hoquiam. Cherry Street, right on through. And then Aberdeen Avenue. Mm-hmm. So Cherry and Aberdeen Ave are both road streets that are one street off of the main drag, one street away from Simpson and Sumner. Mm-hmm. That those could be neighborhood greenways.
How do we make them greenways?
Very simple. Mm-hmm. We change a couple of stop signs or add a couple of yield signs. Mm-hmm. We put down painted sharrows. It's an arrow with like a bike, you know, cyclist image on it, and it's green, white with green. Put those on the pavement, put up a couple of signs. We put up a couple more signs that say this is a neighborhood greenway, and then we change the speed limit to 20.
And it's what now, 25 or 30 right now?
25.
Yeah, so it's not like that big of a deal.
Yeah,
right?
Very, very low impact on motorists, because who's, let's be real, who is driving the entire length of Cherry Street or Aberdeen Avenue on any sort of regular basis besides the postman?
Right.
So these neighborhood greenways create safe places for people to ride.
Is this a city council thing, or is this,
It is. It is. It absolutely is a city council thing. I prepared a slideshow, as it were, a PowerPoint, to demonstrate and show what these things are.
Are you going to have time to do that? To address the city council with something like this?
I will be making a solid effort to make time.
Yeah.
Again, selling Bucks Northwest and focus on La Vogue will hopefully afford me more time to do these things to improve our community.
How could the community support you? I mean, in addition to, just shopping La Vogue's with this project, this Greenway thing.
Get out and ride your bikes.
Yeah.
Get out and ride your bikes, folks. That is the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing, because just like your daughter, oh, there's an old man on a bike.
Right.
Just like my boys driving down the freeway. Oh, there's a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. You become more aware of what's around you. You understand, oh, man, my biggest pet peeve, this just happened last week. My biggest pet peeve is, as a cyclist, if we're in the middle of the road, if we're in the proper lane, not the middle of the road, we follow the rules of the road. So I have a stop sign at an intersection, and the opposing traffic does not have stop signs. Mm-hmm. So I stop at that stop sign. Well, this car across the way will stop going because they want, there's a cyclist. I want to stop and let them cross the street.
Right.
I understand it's very well intentioned. However, they have absolutely no control of the opposite traffic stopping.
Right.
And I have a stop sign. They don't. I'm
stopped. You're following the rules of the road just like everybody else.
Exactly. So getting out and riding your bikes, that is the biggest help for the health of our community, for the health of each community member, and for my business. I'm trying to raise a family on the meager offerings of what a bike shop can provide. Mm-hmm. And so I'll probably never stop advocating for just cycling in general.
And you're recommending Aberdeen Avenue and Cherry Street?
Yep, as a couple starters.
So take those roads when you're not the main drags.
Yeah. Who wants to share the road with logging trucks? And then you're having to dodge parked cars?
Right.
You can ride on the sidewalk, sure, but every single intersection you're going to have to stop and mitigate crossing traffic.
Right.
Because you come blazing through the sidewalk intersection, no one's ready for that.
Right.
So take Cherry, take Aberdeen, and ride those streets.
Okay, more traffic etiquette, just because I don't experience it much, but I know it happens. You're behind a cyclist, but they're going slower than you want to go. What's the proper etiquette?
Well, wait. Yeah. Wait for an opportunity to safely pass that cyclist. Mm-hmm. If you're not breaking the speed limit or whatever.
Right.
3 feet. 3 feet is the legal required minimum distance to give a cyclist room.
Man, 3 feet, that doesn't seem like much. I would be too afraid to be that even that close, and personally, to a bicyclist on the road.
Oh, yeah, it's terribly inadequate. So I saw a meme.
What should it be?
Well, it should be the opposite entire lane.
Yeah.
You know, what should exist is that the cyclist has their designated lane given by the infrastructure design, right?
Right.
That's what it should be, you know, because it's like places like Amsterdam, the entire population, you know, 90% of them are riding bikes everywhere all the time. And so there are less cars. In fact, cars are the minority in a lot of these, you know, urban dense areas of cities like Amsterdam. So how do we change that? You know, and people, we hear the argument all the time. Oh, it rains here too much. Do you know what latitude we're at? We're of the latitude of like Spain and northern Italy. Like every other European country is north of us latitude wise. You know, yeah, it's a little wet. It's pretty, really wet in January and February. So, like, I don't have a lot of empathy for, like, you know, oh, well, it rains too much, or, oh, well, if it was important, you would do it, right?
Ooh.
And I hope that we can facilitate that choice and action by providing you the right equipment, keeping your bikes working